I think it's time that we start the conversation to silence the shame.
Silence the shame.
Silence the shame. Silence is the difference between treatment or pain, life or death.
Silence the shame.
Speak up now and silence.
Silence.
Silence. Silence the shame.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another Silence the Shame podcast. Super excited to have y'all back. It's your girl, Life. First, let me give a shout out to Free and Shanti for paving the way for us to continue this Silence the Shame podcast. But the people I have in the booth today, you guys are really, really, really going to get some great knowledge of how to support your teens that are going into adulthood. I have one. He's 18, and I think they can give me a lot of gems. I'm super excited to have these two young people in the room. They're not young people, they're young adults. So first of all, we got to stop calling them young people and call them what they are. Transition into adulthood. Ava McCombe and Christian Scott. Hey, y'all.
Hi.
How are y'all doing?
Good.
Ava and Christian, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Welcome to the Silence of Shame podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Excited to be here.
Yay! Good. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Ava, where you from, what you're doing? Christian, where you from, what you're doing? Ava?
So I'll start. Sure. I'm from Acworth, Georgia. I'm a sophomore psychology major at Spelman College. And I'm so excited to be with Silence the Shame and learn more about mental health.
Awesome.
All right. Christian Scott. I am a sophomore at Kennesaw State University studying IT with a concentration in cybersecurity. And same, super excited to be with Silence the Shame, being here today, just really ready to get the ball rolling.
They have no idea. Anyway, so this is just about transitions into adulthood and how that has been for you guys. You're sort of at the beginning phases of it. What are you, 19 and 20?
19.
So you're at the cusp of going into adulthood where your parents are like, okay, this is a wrap. I'm supporting you up until the last year of college and then you're on your own. Is that nerve-wracking? Is your anxiety high? Are you excited about it? Tell me your experience of transitioning into adulthood, leaving mom's doors and going into college and sort of trying to figure out life on your own. Mm-hmm. Christian?
Guaranteed for me, it's been the hardest thing like I've ever done. I never realized how much I took for granted going home and like, oh, dinner's cooked, everything's taken care of,
yeah.
Ain't got no bills. And now it was like all of it just at once, just right there in your face and college on top of that.
Right.
And it definitely can be stressful, but I think as you keep doing it, you get used to it and you just sort of learn to roll with the punches. But it ain't easy.
It ain't easy.
It is not.
Ava?
Yeah, me and my mom are like this, so I was already so sad to leave her. I was excited to be on my own, though, be a little bit more independent, but I'm not far from home, so it was like kind of like a comfort medium space for me. So I didn't feel too scared. I think if I went away for school, I would have had like a lot of more anxiety.
Okay.
But it was really hard for me at first. Again, missed the home-cooked meals, my mom being there. And it was really hard just, like, being thrown into balancing a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But I eventually ended up, like, working on, like, picking everything up and getting a little bit more comfortable with it. And so, yeah, it's definitely still hard, but it's a little bit more comfortable now.
Who helped you transition? Like, who has been there outside of mom and calling on, or Christian, your parents or whomever you have in your life that you left? How and who have been there to help you sort of transition or to get you over the humps while you're transitioning into adulthood, out on your own, so to say?
For me, it has to be my roommates. Cool. I moved off campus maybe like a year and a half ago. I have three other roommates. One is 26-year-old Marine. I got another one. He is 19, like a month younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
He recently left Kennesaw State, but he's still living with us. And he's actually an entrepreneur, started his own business.
Okay.
And my last roommate, like 1 year older than me, and he's going to school for business. And it's like, we all here in this house. We come from completely different backgrounds.
Yeah.
And we're trying to make it work with all of us living in here and keep the peace. And And over time, it was a really weird thing. I'm like, I don't know these people. Like, mm-hmm. I really don't even mm-hmm. want to be here with y'all for real. rent is paying. Like, I'm paying too much to be like sharing it with three other people.
Right, right, right.
as time went on, like, I started realizing we all in the same place. We all mm-hmm. struggling. Mm-hmm. We all here trying to find out how to make some money, how exactly. to get through life. And I think that struggle that we all unanimously just have, that same understanding, we all sort of in this crappy position right now trying mm-hmm. to find out what we finna mm-hmm. do, it brought us together. So now when I need somebody to really talk to, or I need somebody I feel like they can understand me, I know I can go to them. Because we all in the same place, paying the same rent, dealing with the same stuff most of the time, trying to get through classes. And it's cool to have somebody that, you know, is close to you that understands
you can understand,
the same thing.
Yeah.
Because you know you're there always with them and y'all going through the same thing. It's not the same as your parents. They're mm-hmm. supposed to be there and support
right,
you.
Right, right, right.
These random people. They don't have to say, they're going to tell you the truth. You know, so
That's pretty cool that you have a group of young men around you that are in different phases of life, but all of y'all see each other at the phase you're in. Many times they consider that trauma bonding, but we consider it struggle bonding. Like, we're going to bond together because we're in this struggle together. That's we understand exactly how it means to be a Black man. We understand what it means to be out on our own, trying to live in this world, trying to figure out who I'm going to be. So to have that support group in your home, even though you had to figure it out, and I'm sure y'all had to figure out your communication, ooh. Your cleaning styles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my
I'm sure
God.
It gets really deep in there. But just to have that group of young men, just to even have to bounce ideas off of, to piggyback, to have support on, because they know what it means to be a young man growing in this world and all the struggles that come along, or the success. So you can learn from that success. It's like a little powerhouse that's going on in the team. I'm going to see what the house does, because you're the IT piece of that. But Ava, I'm going to shift over to you. So who has been your support group during this transition time?
Other than my mom, really the girls that I met like my first year.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, like, they're still helping me again with the same like shared experiences. Like, we're all going through the same thing.
Right.
We all have like similar struggles that we can relate to each other. So it was really just learning different things, navigating classes, external factors. Together, and that just like really helped us to move forward together mm-hmm. as a unit and just keep learning with each other, growing with each other. And yeah,
that's pretty cool. Sometimes your freshman friends turn into your lifelong friends. They start the struggle or start mm-hmm. the journey, I would say, in this next phase of life. We're done with high school. Now we're in college, and now we are all here, probably from different places, didn't know each other before we got here. But now we know that this is who we are and what we're doing. But sometimes within all of that transition, you're still misunderstood. You still don't feel supported. Tell me a time where you didn't feel supported or you felt misunderstood during this transition time, whether it was to a peer, someone, one of your friends, an adult on campus, adult at church. I'm not sure if you attend church or not, or somebody in your path where you felt misunderstood or not supported. And how did that feel? And what does that look like now?
Did you want to start this one off? Or?
I can take it.
I don't want to keep taking the first part.
I would say when I first came in, one of the hardest things, like apart from balancing everything, was also kind of really understanding the mental challenges that happens when you make a transition that big.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, you're in a new environment and you're learning all these different people and you're independent for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was kind of hard for me is that, so actually going to Spelman, I didn't know anyone
okay.
there. Maybe like one girl from my high school was there, but I started fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of difficult, like getting to know people and then being able to like share like the mental
right.
health difficulties.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I would say like being vulnerable, finding the space to be vulnerable with people who share that same mentality.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Yeah, was that.
Christian?
Biggest thing for being misunderstood, I would probably feel like say that a good many, I feel like the whole world didn't get what I was going through. I'm not gonna lie. It wasn't honestly even until I had really started getting close with my roommates that I realized everybody sort of keep a shield up.
Yeah.
You know, everybody dealing with their own stuff.
Right.
And everybody's pretty good at hiding it too. Like we get pretty used to just, you know, moving around on our daily basis and oh yeah, I'm good, you know, this is going on, that going on, but
the how are you question.
Yeah.
Yep.
How are you? I'm good.
I'm good. I'm chilling.
Are you really good?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
You can go in your room. You like them? Yeah. Good.
I need help.
And for a minute, I really thought I was like, I'm the only person. Like, dang, I'm just saying it. But until like one day, I really had to break down and be like, it's hard. Like, the bills, the classes, like, this ain't nothing like the movies when they were showing me, you know. This
having fun,
like,
yeah. You know, yeah, it's not a fun time.
What was it, grownish?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like that. This ain't nothing like that.
Yeah, you want to go back, right? This adulting stuff is not the life, right? I want to go back, too. I want to go back as well. But realizing that and learning those pathways and gaining a voice, because you're coming from home where you don't necessarily, you have a voice, but it's under your parents' voice. Now you're on campus and there are other adults there and you're taught to respect your elders and respect adults. But sometimes you have to speak up for yourself, and sometimes you have to state what's going on, and sometimes you have to be very bold about what's going on inside so it doesn't continue to build and turn into a crisis. Tell me a time you found your voice, and when was that? Have you found your voice? And was it empowering? Like standing up and saying, this is me, this is who I am. What was that like, or how has that been for you two?
For me, I think, like you said, being under my parent all the time, it was funny, we were talking about the Zodiacs before.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's a Leo.
Okay.
And he is the stereotypical bald black dad. Like, you would think he's from the military.
Right.
And challenging his authority is like a no.
Yeah.
88% of the time.
Yeah.
You rarely get around it. And as I've gotten older, I've started to realize that, you know, your parents are always going to want what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only going to always be a thing of you got to have your voice against, you know, just random people, but even the ones who show love for you, sometimes
right.
you got to let them understand that you got to back off a little bit and let me live my life. You know, you've gotten your portion. You've gotten to do everything that I've been doing. You've got to be my age. And I don't want to do it the same way as
yeah.
you. You know, I've
yeah.
seen where you are in life, and I see the path you took, and whether you were successful or not, I might want to do the same or not. And that was the biggest thing, I think, being able to finally not let necessarily challenge my parents,
yeah.
but be able to conversate with them and let stand my ground and let them know, like, I respect it, I love you, but at a certain point, I'm going to do what I feel is best for me, because only you know what you want. You know, even
that's
your parents
a good,
can't say that.
That's a good point. They've built the foundation. Now trust what you've built and allow it to flourish on its own and be able to make mistakes and learn this. Because even though they have done things, it's a totally different generation, a totally different time. I'm a totally different person. Like, you are a totally different person than your father. Did you say that conversation over the phone or in person?
That was over the phone.
Oh, yeah. The next time you was in prayer, you was like, hey, dad. How you doing? Right. No, speak up, son. You gotta stay on the phone. Ava, it seems like you and mom are very close, right? And sometimes mom probably can be very overwhelming and overpowering in her thoughts and opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found your voice with her or with a person on campus so that you're standing your ground, as Christian would say?
Honestly, I'm still finding mine. I think that when you go to college, there's a lot of different opinions.
Mm-hmm.
People are looking at you, even judging sometimes. And that can be hard. And I know a lot of people like struggle with that, finding where you fit in,
right.
like, wanting to be accepted. And so for me, like, that was difficult. That was really difficult, like, coming in, especially as I was like meeting new people,
mm-hmm.
and figuring out like who are my people essentially. And so, like, using my voice at first, I was just like, okay, like, I'm just going to listen to what they're saying and just, you know, I'm gonna figure out who they are, let them speak. And then, but that's very me. Like, I kind of just like wait for people to show like their true colors. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, okay, like,
okay,
I'm
on we'll my let you
way.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's nice to meet
y'all
you.
Y'all do that over there and I'll be over here. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think that finding the people who you're supposed to be with, they let you use your voice. And that's something that's true. I've learned. And so the people that I've met now and who I hang out with now, like, they allow me to provide my opinion and
have that space.
Yeah, have that space mm-hmm. to speak up and use my voice.
How different are you from 2 years ago? Both are sophomores, right? Mm-hmm. How different are you from 2 years ago, from walking across that stage, right? Mm-hmm. Mentally strong, mentally weaker. How different do you think you are? Are you the same person? Is there a shell of you? Are you still using that mask? How different are you from 2 years ago?
I would say, like, drastically different. I did homeschool for, like, the last 2 years. This was right before COVID started. I had to have a surgery, and I went into homeschool prior to it. So when COVID hit, I was like, well, no point in going back to public school. Y'all are right. Doing online. And the couple of years of being in homeschool really put me in like a little shell and got me comfortable with just ignoring people. Right. I stayed to myself. So when I went to Kennesaw and it's like this huge campus and people are all over the place, I was like,
shell shocked.
Yo, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, all of y'all are just going around talking to each other like y'all know each
other.
Like
this is normal,
like,
right?
Yeah, I'm like, I just want to go in my room and sit down. Like, y'all doing a whole lot right now. My social battery was -8 most of the time.
Oh, wow.
So nowadays, I do.
What's your social battery now?
It still ain't as high as I want it to be.
Okay.
But we working.
We out the negatives?
We out the negatives.
Okay, you know, all right. All negatives. Right, we out so, the negatives. You know, okay,
I feel
perfect.
I at that point where I talk enough and I'm like, all right, it's time for me to go home. You don't talk to me no more.
I think we all feel that way eventually.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I'm not mad about
it. You in with the normal crew now.
You know, I'm working on it. I'm not at least, you know, antisocial about
perfect.
It. So it's been a thing I've been working on, but definitely with being super sheltered mm-hmm. and coming out into just like the open world, you know, daily basis, going to work, going to classes, meeting new people, it's definitely shifted not just, you know, me and how I talk to people, but even how I look at people differently. My abilities on even reading people, understanding their personality has completely shifted in just a couple years. And I don't even know how it's going to be for me, like, by the time I finish graduating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With the super crew you have in your apartment, y'all have superpowers to see through people eventually. But
we'll see.
I think COVID did a lot for a lot of individuals your age, because your last 2 years were sort of like in COVID world. Mm-hmm. So Ava, how's yours changed since graduating high school?
Oh, man. I'm so grateful to say that I've grown a lot. I've grown into myself. I'm more confident.
Mm-hmm.
I've tapped into my, like, showing my silly side more.
Cause
I'm a silly person. I like to joke around and play around. So
that's good.
And also going to Spelman with other Black women, like, I've definitely grown in the way that I perceive myself and that I perceive other Black women. And so it's just been an overall, like, well-rounded, growing situation. So I'm excited to see the growth that I continue to do throughout college and then even after college.
So I've heard sort of the mental health challenges, the mental health pathways, struggles. You are now part of an organization called Silence the Shame University, and you guys are college ambassadors to help. You see them rocking the tees. To help support the mental health struggles and challenges and pathways of others on your college campuses. You're at Spelman, you're at Kennesaw. This is a new opportunity for you. Tell me how you got here through IT, because we do need IT in the mental health realm. You would be amazed at how much IT is utilized in the mental health, telehealth, and just all types of stuff. So don't think that you are X'd out. There's apps and stuff that can be developed. And then, Ava, you're in psychology major. Now, you know, with the undergrad in psychology, you got to keep going. Mm-hmm. So tell me what brought you interest into joining the Silence the Shame University ambassadors, college ambassadors?
I can start. I was already kind of looking for an organization to, like, align myself with,
mm-hmm.
were passionate about mental health. Because I recently realized, like, growing up, like, I am just so empathetic and I need that energy to go somewhere. Yeah. So I was just like, I feel so deeply for people and I can put myself in their shoes and just try to create like a safe space for them. And so like I wanted to find an organization that was really passionate about that, and they're actually like active in the community and talking to young people also, because that is so important. And so I found you guys after doing research and I was like, oh,
this is awesome.
And then I saw that you guys were doing a university program. So I was like, this was meant to be.
It was meant to be. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. My story isn't nearly as amazing as that. I was in a leadership class one day and my professor was like, there's this great internship position that I think would really be good for you. And mind you, I'm like this person. I'm like, I'm not really that social.
Right.
Why would you recommend that?
Right. But, what do you see in me?
Right. So I'm like, but okay, cool. I'll see what it's about. Go to the meeting. And I wasn't really, like when I went in, I wasn't really thinking I was going to be worth anything. But when they told me about the message and what they really push for, I was like, man, do I want an internship? I don't know, but I really do like what they're pushing for. If I'm going to do something, I want to do something that I feel has a good meaning to it, you know? Yeah. And it ended up, I went and I did the interview for it, and I was like, oh, God, like, I got accepted. And it was so weird because, like you said, I was in IT, and everybody else in there was like, yeah, I do psychology, I do this. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not in it. And it sounds like such a cool position. But
I got to figure out where I fit in.
Yeah, I fit in nowhere here. So when I got accepted, I was flabbergasted. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it. But just to have the opportunity to do it, it wasn't like it was something I had planned. It sort of came up, and I'm really happy to be here now. I'm still sort of winging it here. And I'm super excited for the events we're going to be starting to throw soon. The people that we're working with and the different trainings and things that we're doing in order to learn how to throw events.
Right.
It's amazing. And the meaning behind it is something I can really stand behind.
That's awesome.
So it's just something I really have started to love, even though I didn't plan for it. Like, you know, you had a great thought on, you know, I really want to do this. I'm like, oh, I'm just here, but I'm down
but
for
you
the
are
cause.
Needed. You're
I'm down for the cause.
And those individuals are needed because she's in this because this is a career path that she's chosen. Down for the cause is needed because we need allies all the time around mental health. So you being someone in IT, although you might not come into this realm, we hope that you stay in this realm, but even being in your career or in your work environment, you can promote and advocate for mental health and wellness supports within your organizations to make sure other people are supported, to lead people to therapy or support groups, because now you have a foundation of what to do when someone is having mental health challenges in their world. Even if you don't take this on, you still have that foundation and knowledge of knowing what to do when something happens, who to call. 988. 988 is our national number, like 911, but it's specifically for mental health. So, all right, y'all are gaining all this knowledge, right?
Yeah. And I just wanted to say that you guys, when we met you guys, you all were so awesome, so kind, so empathetic, and you were so excited to see college students. And I was like, oh, right. Hi. I know.
Meet me, okay?
We love the college students, and we haven't had a chance to work with them the way that we're working with them now. Mm-hmm. And so when Jewel and I thought about this and the college ambassador work came up, it was just like, why haven't we thought about this? Right. Because we're trying to build a workforce, and why not get to those individuals who are at the beginning of their career path to try to get you more opportunities to be trained in what you're going to do, more opportunities to expose you into the workforce that we're doing. IT, our IT department is insane at the Department of Behavioral Health. So IT is always needed. Psychology, you now have an inside look to what the workforce looks like and what realm or path you want to take, because there's so many paths in psychology and in clinical license work for mental health. But if you could give your parents, or do you guys have siblings?
I do, yes.
If you could give your parents or siblings one suggestion of how to support you moving forward, I'm going to give you a second.
Yeah,
you got to talk to your dad again. Dad, we coming to you again. what would that look like? How would you like for them to support you moving forward?
I think my mom is doing amazing. Both of my parents are doing amazing at supporting me. And including my brother, he'll send that occasional text, mm-hmm. like, how's school doing? How's class doing? I'm like, good. Okay. Like, bye. Yay. Yeah. Just making sure. Yep. Just making sure.
I just went past your room.
I'm posting everything. Right. Good.
Yeah. But, they're doing awesome supporting me. But I would say, continuing to just like, or allowing me to
safe spaces right here,
I guess, kind of direct my own
path. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Say it.
They're not in here. Let go. Let me go.
Mom?
Let me go. Yeah. Mom and Dad, did you hear it? Not necessarily let go, but just allow you the space to be able to navigate your waters and learn things on your own.
Yes.
Because you still want their support. You still need their backing, but you want to be able, like I had to learn with my son. I had to let go. And now I'm a more of a support than a hover. Mm-hmm. Like before I was the hover mom and I was driving everywhere you wanted to go. Yes. Now I got to be a backseat rider.
I'm going to give you my dad's number.
Okay.
Right after this, so that you can explain that.
Well, it takes a while because it's a shift for us too. It's a transition for us to come from motherhood to a different type of phase of motherhood or fatherhood because we're so used to being that person. So now we've got to let go and allow you to learn the different worlds. And we don't want you to knock your heads and we don't want you to do that. But what I've learned is I'm knocking my head trying to navigate you instead of following your navigation. Mm. So, Christian, come on, let's talk to Dad.
I mean, I agree with my parents. Both of them have done an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
My dad and my mom, I don't even know how they got together in the first place because they are complete
opposites attract love. Opposites attract.
It makes no sense to me to this day.
They still love you, Mom and Dad.
My dad has always been like the, this is my son. I love him to death. I got to keep you safe. You my little baby. He used to call me Turkey because I was a fat baby. So now like, he'll go around and be like, you my turkey. I can't let nobody hurt you. And then my mom will be like, you want to go skydiving? Let's go do it. Like, complete opposite ends. She wants to do everything. So I get sort of both points of that sheltered and then just completely unsheltered. And I've learned to sort of strafe in the middle where it's like, okay, like, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
But you need to also leave me alone a little bit at the same time.
So I can do this. Right.
But I think the biggest advice I would say for it, not just parents or siblings, support isn't always something that is financial. I've learned that growing up. Time that you get with your family, time that you get with siblings, how much you get with anybody, friends, it can't be replaced with material things.
That's true.
And I was one of the youngest people of my friend group to have a motorcycle, age 17. My dad, he works, I couldn't tell you how hard. Surprised me one Christmas, brought home the CBR 600. Oh, my God.
The numbers. Okay.
I have no idea what you just said,
right?
Actually.
Ava, right?
Yeah.
Motorcycle heads know what he's talking about,
it's
right?
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, the same person that followed me when I first got my driving license for like 3 weeks straight, everywhere I drove,
he
bought me a motorcycle. Could not believe it. And he was like, you know, well, you never asked me for nothing, Christian. And, you know, aww, you do good in school and I want to do something for you. And even though, now, granted, I would never give my motorcycle back. That is forever.
That's
here.
Mine.
That's mine. But I realized that even things like that, I won't say trade that. No, but there are other things in life that I would say that it's not about just giving somebody something and saying like, hey, you know, this is my way of showing love. Just as simple as, you know, sometime pulling up, hey, you want to go to the movies, go to get something to eat. It means the world to me when my parents come down from wherever they are to Kennesaw just and bring some home-cooked food and sit in and eat with me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I ain't ate no home-cooked meal.
This is life.
Dang on, I don't
Christmas,
know.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, right?
And if I have it, what as good as this?
Hello.
So I'm gonna go crazy. But, you know, it's not always about supporting just by, hey, let me help pay for your college bills or let me do this. that time matters. Cause yeah. Once it start picking up and you in college, you're gonna realize that
you don't have as much time.
Yeah. It don't hit the same. When you're at school and you're in high school, you got time to just go home and play the game, do whatever. You see your parents every day, you see the same people every day. But once you get out there in college, it's like a very strict. It don't even gradually.
No, it's like it's overnight. Like, bam. Yeah.
Boom. You drop off that room. That's it. All right, cool. We heading back home. See you whenever we see you.
Yeah. We'll check to see if you have some tissue next. But it's not. I have enjoyed this conversation. You guys have dropped gems all day. I hope every college student watches this podcast just so they can get a little insight. You're not alone. Mm-hmm. You guys come from two different worlds, I'm pretty sure. I don't know your whole background, but I can just feel that you guys come from two different worlds. You're having the same struggles. Mm-hmm. Everybody have these struggles. Every child going into adulthood, and I don't even call it adulthood. I'm like, my son was like, I'm a grown-up. I was like, you're up. You're not grown yet. You're like a young up. Not a young. He was like, Mom, let it go. I was like, you're not grown yet because you're still learning how to be in that space of being grown.
Right. And I'm in no rush.
And no rush. Please. I'm telling you, don't rush. Please don't rush. It's enough. You have less time on this side of the spectrum than you do on the adult side. So enjoy your kiddiness and you're being silly. Let that go. Don't ever lose that wherever you go. Let go and just realize that dad only wants the best. He hears and sees you, but now you're on and now you have your support group in your apartment and you're going to be an amazing young man and an amazing young woman. So any last words of wisdom for college students out there who are in the same sort of mental space as you, and tell them how to reach you or how you'll be on your campus with Silence the Shame University as well?
Well, for my advice, I would just say, for any college student, know that it brought peace to me that no, I'm not the only person that feel like the whole world is on top of me 24/8.
Yeah.
Just understand that everybody's going through the struggle. Even people that you might see, like I said, that hold that good that face, that mask that they show, they got it all under control. Or even when people, you know, they say, oh, you know, they come from money or whatever, and people think money solves everything, and it doesn't.
Right.
Everyone has their own problems. Everyone has things to go back and face. And just to understand that you're not the only person. You know, we're all going through it. And it's super important to get in that comfort zone of being able to even talk to people about it, not letting that pent up, because I know when that really builds up inside of somebody, that could be just detrimental to your mental.
Right.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. And just knowing that, like I said, people are also going through that with you. Mm-hmm. It can really bring peace to say, okay, well, we all dancing in the rain right now.
Ain't nobody got
the sunniest day. We all trying to find it out. And
mutual understanding.
Yeah, the mutual understanding of that. And with Silence the Shame, I'm super, super excited. The events that we're planning that's coming up, that's going to be on campus, we are finding a lot of things out about not just Kennesaw, but all the different students split up around campus. We're finding out about the different things that the schools offer to the students that facilitate mental health. And we do plan to start advocating more of that on campuses. I'm not specifically sure which campuses we will be on, but we plan to jump around hopefully as much as possible. So
we'll have y'all back so you can tell us all about your events.
I'll be ready.
Maybe we're going to have to be in a bigger studio. We'll bring the whole crew. It's a lot of them. It's like 25 of them representing several colleges around Atlanta and Georgia. There's Spelman and Kennesaw represented here. There's Morehouse. There's Georgia State. There's Georgia Tech. There's
Agnes Scott,
Morris Brown, Emory. It's a lot of them. Go on the website, pull up the page on Silence of Shame. You'll learn all about the STSU, Silence of Shame University, College Ambassadors. If you would like to donate or support to them, go on that page as well. Be looking for events that will be coming from them. Mm-hmm. They're on different campuses, but they're joining one team, the Silence of Shame team, and we're super excited. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Good luck on your journey. You guys, I can't wait to see what you guys will be doing in the next 2 years. I'm going to come find y'all. anywho, I want to thank them and really, really appreciate them for joining us today for the Silence of Shame podcast. If you have any young people who are transitioning into adulthood, please, please share this podcast with them. Ava and Christian dropped many gems. I'm sure we could have been here for another hour just having these conversations. And I'll bring them back just so they can give an update of what's going on next, not only with themselves, but with Silence of Shame University. So remember, always take time, free your feels, save a life, and silence the shame. And don't forget to donate by texting silence to 707070. And you know what to do. Like, comment, share, and subscribe. See y'all next time.
Peace. Bye.